"What do you mean, appraisal fee?" I demanded of the Exchange Depot clerk, currently fleecing me of my haul. "As I just stated, there are fees associated with our depot when you don't have your own staff to appraise what you're bringing in," he replied in a bored tone, suggesting that he heard some version of my outburst every day. "The load you brought in doesn't have a lot of worthwhile pieces in it. That, combined with the fees, resulted in a low trade. Since you signed the documents already, this scrap stays here. There's no take it or leave it, unless you'd rather leave without a single credit." In my not-so-humble opinion, leaving without a single credit wasn't much different from the payout on the hollow readout. "Oh, I'll take it," I said darkly, "but I'm going to complain about it the whole time. This is robbery." "Ironic, coming from a convict on parole." "Ex-con," I corrected, "which is why I'm here talking to you instead of anywhere else. Can't you cut me a break? I'm trying to do my civic duty and pay my fines. You people make it hard when all of my payout goes to overhead." The clerk shrugged an uncaring shoulder, his eyes already looking behind me for his next victim. "Next time, bring someone to make the calls for you. The credits have been deposited in your account if you'd like to verify." "I do like. Poe, can you confirm what this asshole just said? Take your time and make sure every underpaid credit is there." He obviously wanted to screw with me, so I took zero issue with repaying the favor. I'd stand here all damn day if given the opportunity. Had I not already signed the acceptance forms with my thumbprint, the fine print would have made for some very intriguing reading material. My parole office compliant AI didn't share my aggravation.
"I can indeed verify, Parolee Riker, though there is no need to take my time, as you put it. A deposit in the amount of 5,099 credits has been added to your account. It should cover fuel and basic supplies."
I ignored him and slapped a hand to the counter when the clerk gave me the hand signal to move along. "Now I see why you people need glass walls to protect you if this is how you run your business." He just gave me a bored look.
"And yet you still did business with us. If that's all, there's a line forming behind you."
Disgusted, I pushed away from the counter and stalked off into Taurus, the station attached to the Exchange Depot. The depots weren't built until after humanity's war with an evil alien race called Celestials. We won, but only thanks to the efforts of Jace Hughes. Like me, he used to be a renegade who took on transport jobs as he pleased. Thanks to him and his crew refusing to lay down and die, the Celestials were beaten back, and all that remained was the scrap of their ships, and perhaps a lot of anger on our parts. Point was, a galaxies-wide cleanup ensued as the three governments who united to form the Alliance raced to scoop up all the shit they deemed too dangerous to fall into the wrong hands. Since they were still rebuilding their collective resources, a program had been put into motion. Anyone with a working ship could sign up to become a sliprunner, so long as they passed the interview process and traded the salvage in for credits. That's where the Exchange Depots came into play. They were usually separated for security purposes, but the conglomerate that owned this station had some kind of deal going with the Alliance. Something about buffering security in exchange for a cut of the profits. Even parolees like me got a chance to make a living this way. Except we lost a percentage of ours that went directly back to the government to pay off fees in lieu of serving a prison sentence. Fair, I supposed, if you didn't count how the depots extorted anyone who didn't shell out for an appraiser.
"Perhaps you would get further with these individuals if you chose a path of peace," suggested my AI, adding to my dark mood.
I hated POE69, Parole Office Enforcer 69, Poe for short, was the command AI assigned to my ship. Assigned, not requested. As per the terms of my parole agreement, I had to let the powers that be install his program on my ship, the Nebulous. That would have been bad enough, but he was an asshole on top of it all.